Blog Talk Radio.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. From you, let Him hear
from you.
Oh, let Him hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Hallelujah. Anyhow, don't let depression get you down. Through sickness or pain, remember God, He still reigns. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands and praise Him. Tap the rays in your prayer.
Blessings, everyone. Blessings, everyone. Hello. I am Leslie Priest, and I am your host for today, and I'm excited that we are celebrating the 4th anniversary on Blog Talk Radio today, And a time of reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enhance, enrich, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apology. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone that's found in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. So join us daily, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and tune in and expect to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. We appreciate your support. Our call-in number is 858-683-1334. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail us any prayer requests or praise reports you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, visit and like our New Destiny page on Facebook and visit our website, www.newdestinyministries.com, to hear all of our archived messages. You can also visit us on Twitter, New Destiny 54, or our YouTube channel. As of right now, Pastor Adrienne Bernard is nearing on her fourth anniversary here on Blog Talk Radio. So we are celebrating with her and walking in new blessings in the new year, and we're praying for new grace for her life. She has aired over 1,225 episodes on Blog Talk Radio to date. And that is surely something to celebrate. We celebrate our callers online today. You mean so much to us as we want to continue to bring you a word from above that will encourage and enlighten you. Let us go into prayer. Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask for forgiveness of our sins, Lord God. We ask to be washed and made whole today, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing in and through our lives, Father God. We thank you for what you're doing in and through this broadcast radio, Father God. We are thanking you for all those who have been committed to the vision of Pastor Adrienne Bernard, Lord God. We are thankful for every speaker who has called in and poured out their spirit on the line and encouraged and equipped the soldiers to prepare for battle, Lord God. We are thankful on this day, Lord God, even during this holiday season, Lord God. We are praying that people don't forget that this is your season. This is your season, Lord God. This is a time that we are thanking you, that we are celebrating you for what you're doing in and through our life on a day-to-day basis, Lord God. We're grateful that you woke us up this morning, Lord God, and that we're able to run with our vision, run with our purpose, Lord God, and we are asking you for a download of spiritual gifts, Lord God. We are asking you to give us strength as we put on our full armor of God that's found in Ephesians 6. Lord God, we are praying right now, Lord God, that we will remember you, that we will shod our feet with the preparation of peace, Lord God, and that we'll put on every piece of armor intact. Lord God, we are praying right now, Lord God, for our family members, those who are not saved, Lord God. As you guys begin to call out their names right now, let us press into their spirit and pray for those who need healing. Go ahead and call out their names so that God can heal them right now and give their bodies special touch of power, of healing, of mercy. Lord God, we are thanking you, Lord God, for giving us everything that we need. Lord God, your hands provide what we need on a day-to-day basis, Lord God. Allow us not to take that for granted, Lord God. We're praying for Pastor Adrian Bernard right now, Lord God, as she is doing what you called her to do, reaching souls, Lord God. We are thanking you right now for our mothers who call in on this line, all those in the fivefold ministry. Lord God, we're praying that you meet them where they are today, that you bless them, Lord God, today, that you open new doors for them today, Lord God. We are casting our cares to you because we know that you care for us on this day, Lord God. So we're thanking you right now, Lord God. We're giving you all the glory right now, Lord God. We're giving you all the honor right now, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, for what it is that you're doing, the seen and the unseen in our life, Lord God. We are praying for all the mothers. We're praying for the widows, Lord God. Bless them. Keep them, Lord God. Allow your spiritual sons and daughters to minister to them. Allow them to give to them, Lord God. We are praying for the pastors. We're praying for our president. We're praying for all our leaders, Lord God, in their elective places, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God. Allow them to make sound decisions, Lord God, in the midst of their trials, Father God. We are thanking you right now, Lord God, and we ask, Lord God, that you continue, Lord God, to raise up a standard against the enemy, Lord God. Lord God, reminding us, Lord God, that he has no power and that you have all power, Lord God. And we thank you for that right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the word today. And I want to give you some time to get your Bibles out. And we're going to receive from the word today. And we're going to ask all our callers on the line today to join in with us in getting that word and receiving what God has on this day, turning your faith up on this day, getting your ears ready to receive what God has for us today, and getting ready to apply that with faith and action. Returning to James, the book of James today in chapter 1. And I will be reading from the New King James Version. For some, this is confirmation. For some, this is a new word. But we will receive the word of God today, and we will apply it to our life. And we're coming from James chapter 1, starting at verse 2 and ending on verse 8. And I'm praying now, even so as I read this, that the Lord blesses the readers and the hearers of his holy word today, those who receive this word today. I'm praying that they go higher and that they profit from this word today. Hallelujah. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. I read that one more time. This word is coming from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2 through 8. Profiting from trials is what we want to receive today. My brethren, count it all joy, fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. And I pray that the Lord blesses all the hearers and doers of his holy word today. And I'm grateful today. We'll be sharing testimonies on this line today. And I just wanted to share a word from God to encourage all our listeners today. You know, this is season. We may have family who, you know, aren't feeling well. We may, you know, have a need in our pocketbooks to provide gifts for others. You know, there are some people who are homeless out there on the streets, you know, without. And when I look at my circumstances, I'm counting it all joy. I'm counting it all joy because I have a roof over my head. I have clothes on my back. And I have food for myself and my children. So I'm grateful for that. I am grateful for what God is doing in my life. And when I look around after reading this passage today from James 1:2-8, I'm even more thankful. I'm thankful for my trials. I'm thankful for my tribulation. I'm thankful because I have this word that gives joy, that increases my faith, that, you know, it reveals who God is. It reveals what God is capable of doing. You know, it shows so much about his character that makes me love him even more. God is telling me through this word that no matter my trials, I can count it all joy. You know, and I can think of many times where I let my trials keep me down, hold me back, and make me want to throw my hands up and throw in the towel. You know, but now that I have this word of God and I have Jesus in my heart, I'm able to go to the word for comfort. I'm able to go to the word for encouragement. I'm able to go to the word for insight, for clarity, you know, for vision. I'm able to go to this word to know the plan and purpose that God has over my life. And I'm grateful for this passage today because I know after reading this that God's whole aim is for us to be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. It's written. That's something we can celebrate. So no matter what we're faced right now, you know, it doesn't matter what things look like right now. It doesn't matter what's in your pocket right now. You know, he wants us to be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. And it will come to pass because it's written in this Bible. So I'm excited on this day. You know, I'm excited on the areas where I don't have wisdom. I can just simply pray and ask God, and he'll give it to me. He'll give it to you. He'll give it to anyone who's asking of him. And I'm glad that he shows us how to ask in this same passage. He's telling us to ask in faith, not asking with worrying, you know, not asking with uncertainty, but asking in faith. It makes me think of, you know, that scripture in Hebrews about having faith. And I'm grateful for this word. Because God is telling me not to doubt and come to him in faith. And that he wants me complete. He wants you complete. He wants us all lacking nothing. And I believe that's something to celebrate, you know, because when the word is revealed to us and we dissect it and reread it, it speaks, you know, to everyone so differently. But it brings life to all who read it and apply it and meditate on it and stand on it and remember it. So I'm hoping that all the listeners today will remember this passage, James 1, 2 and 8, and that we all continue to count it all joy, you know, and that we all work on our faith, you know, and in the process of our trials and in the process of what seems like we can't bear, it's okay because God can take it. He can bear it. We're supposed to cast our cares to him, you know, and in the meanwhile, we're working on our patience. So I'm grateful to God for today. I'm grateful for the callers who are online today. We really want to hear from all the callers today in this season. We want you all to share your testimony on today, whether it's a passage that touches your heart, you know, and sharing that word with us all here, listening by radio, listening by the phone. You know, this is a season of breakthrough for us. And let's stand on the promises of God today. I just feel greatness is on the way. I will begin to open the lines. I'll call out your number. And you can share a testimony, you know, on how God has blessed your life. You can even share your favorite passage of scripture from the King James Bible that blesses you. You know, you can share, or you can ask for a prayer request. We can pray with you on this day, and we can come in covenant agreement and bring that thing to God, cast that care to him, and watch what he does. We can use these promises, this word today. So we just pray as we open this line today that we'll give back. We'll even give back to Pastor Bernard, who is listening by radio. We can give her a word of encouragement, you know, but let's just enlighten one another. Let's empower one another. Let's let the Holy Spirit flow today, you know. And I'm going to open the first line, ending with 1553. Caller, are you there?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Minister Leslie. Praise the Lord. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice. You do such a great job when you're hosting. Praise be to God. We thank God for Pastor Adrian Bernard. Praise be to God. We thank God for Pastor Adrian Bernard. Hallelujah. You know, God has blessed her with an awesome platform, New Destiny Ministry, Blog Talk Radio, and I'm honored, praise be to God, hallelujah, to know this dynamic, awesome, anointed, appointed woman of God, and to hear the celebration 4 years, praise be to God. That is just awesome in itself right there, celebrating 4 years, praise be to God. Many start out, praise be to God, I remember being in business, you know, trying different things, trying to get business started, my own business. And Fortune 500 magazine says the most crucial moments in any business is the first 5 years. Because in them first 5 years, you know, a lot goes on, and you're going to find out whether you're, you know, are you in it for the long haul? You know, you're going to deal with a lot of different things. Praise be to God. But hallelujah, ministry, praise be to God. We thank God. Because 4 is significant, praise be to God. And we thank God for this platform holding up, praise be to God, and the woman of God who answered the call when God called her. And to be celebrating, hallelujah, it's an honor, praise be to God, because I know it ain't an easy task. You know, anytime you in charge of anything or you appointed to be over something, you know, you deal with a lot of different things. So I know it hasn't been an easy task. I can't say fully. I know what the woman of God been through, because everybody go through in different ways, and some may go through in similar ways. But I know it ain't been an easy road. But I thank God, and I tip my hat off, praise be to God, first of all, to God Most High, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and soon coming King. And then, you know, to the people of God who are holding on. And I really honor Pastor Adrian Bernard. She's a very inspirational, encouraging. I tell you, she's a true leader. Praise be to God, and I haven't met her personally, but I've gotten to meet her through my spiritual mother, Prophetess Darlene Davis, and ever since, I always said, it's been love at first meet, praise be to God, and she has a beautiful spirit, praise be to God. I have heard some dynamic, powerful preachers, men and women of God on New Destiny Ministry Blog Talk Radio that I would have never had the pleasure to hear and meet on this here line if it had not been for this line right here. So I tell you, I thank and praise God. I thank God for you. Again, Minister Leslie Priest, is always a pleasure to hear you. And again, I give you honor because, you know, you do such a great job, and to be in a position to fill in, praise be to God. And for when somebody can entrust you, oh, my God, that says a great deal right there, because you can't put everybody, oh, my God, come on, somebody. But I tell you, it's an honor, and every time I hear you, I love the way you went into that. That's one of my favorite, too, the book of James, and you read that first chapter, praise be to God, and you talked about when you read it, so many things were coming as you was reading, because that's how powerful the Word of God is. Praise be to God, that the Word of God, hallelujah, it's always increasing the reader, and praise be to God. It's all, you get so much more every time you go in. God is revealing. His word is elevating. Praise be to God. And I thank God because it's a living word. This word is alive, and it nurtures our spiritual man. Praise be to God, that affects things even in the natural. Praise be to God because it's a behavior changer. It's an attitude adjuster. The Word of God is so sharp, it deals with all aspects of life. Praise be to God. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It cut between marrow and joint. Praise be to God. And I tell you, I thank God. And it's something that when you were reading, it always sticks out to me. When it talks about that double-mindedness, you know, and I got to lay out before God constantly. Praise be to God, because, you know, every day is different from the next. God don't change. Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. But there are changes that we have to make. Praise be to God. We have to come up to the standards, God's standards and God's way, praise be to God. And I thank God for that. But that double-mindedness, you know, that always sticks out with me, praise be to God, because the mind is something. Praise be to God. And I tell you, sometimes, you know, in the beginning, I don't know about anybody else, but a testimony of my own life, praise be to God, to the glory of God, I struggled in that area many times, especially coming in the first time around, praise be to God. And, you know, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, praise be to God. And then you have days, and then you have days that are whatever they are, praise be to God, and you're not always feeling or thinking the same way. And I have to say feeling and thinking, because we know it ain't always about a feeling, sometimes thoughts, you know. But I thank God for that, because you can't be in that area where one part of you is for God and then another part of you is for other stuff. No, we got to come in one. Praise be to God. This whole, Paul says, you know, there's a war in my members. You know, praise be to God. But he said, do not render your members to those works of evil. Praise be to God, because everything has to come under subjection to the will of God. Everything, my mind, my ways, my action, my walk, my talk, praise be to God. So I thank God for that, you know, and I'm looking at that again and again and again, that double-minded. It said a man that is double-minded is unstable in all his ways. And then it talks about let not that man even look for anything. You know, that waver, that stagnated faith. Praise be to God. When you ask God, you got to believe. The Bible says he that comes to the Lord has to first believe that he is God and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Praise be to God. So I thank God for that, because scripture is not just reading another book. This is not an ebony or a jet. This is a life application. Praise be to God. And I've learned the more that you study the word of God to show yourself approved unto God, a workman needed not to be ashamed, that we may rightly divide his word of truth. Praise be to God, with a thirst and a hunger after righteousness. Do you know things that are out of order will begin to line up in the right order? Praise be to God. And it makes me think before I react, and slow to speak and swift to hear. And even my decisions, I take that through the channel, because I got to ask myself, what would this decision, what would be the outcome, and how will it affect others? You know, praise be to God. And so I thank God for that, because that right there alone, that double-mindedness in that verse right there, hallelujah, I thank God, because that right there is, that eighth verse, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, is so true. Praise be to God. And I thank God for it. I've learned, I don't fight with this word today. This I received this word. And praise be to God. And when this word comes to me, I might not be in a situation at that moment, but I know the Bible says warning come before destruction. So even if I ain't there yet, it behooves me to take heed to what God's word is saying to me. Hallelujah, because it's a preparer. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, I can say so much on that. But I give God thanks on today, and I'm just meditating, and I'm focusing on Blog Talk Radio is celebrating 4 years, everybody. Praise be to God. That is awesome, celebrating. The Bible has a scripture in the Psalms that said a dead man cannot celebrate. Because celebrate means praising, honoring. You know, you can't do it from the grave. Praise be to God. So we want to do, as they say, give them roses while they can smell them. Praise be to God. So we are encouraging Blog Talk Radio, New Destiny Ministry, Time of Reflection. We are supporting this ministry and platform. Praise be to God, because it comes a time, you know, we all next in line. You're going to need encouragement and support. So I tell you, I stand in agreeance, hallelujah, in the spirit, praise be to God, in the prayer, in the reading of this word, and even in the expounding of this word, hallelujah, I stand in agreeance, praise be to God, in the spirit, that God would continue to move on Blog Talk Radio and continue to meet the needs of Pastor Adrian Bernard in this great ministry, that it shall not lack, even as in the word, it will not lack. And I believe that deep down in my soul. Hallelujah. I believe that, praise be to God. And I don't just say that with not willing myself to be effective, even in blessing this ministry as God blesses me. I want to be a blessing to the ministry, praise be to God, of God. And everywhere that God is saying, he says, sow a seed, praise be to God. So I thank God again. I can't say it enough how grateful I am for this ministry right here. It has blessed me more ways than I can even explain, praise be to God, being on this radio at times. And I get on here, I try to get on here as much as I can, praise be to God, because it's a tool that is being very effective in my life. And I know in a whole lot of people's lives, but it's so effective in my life. Praise be to God. I come on Blog Talk sometime. I could be dealing with different things, and I'm not talking to nobody about it. And God has sent a word through Blog Talk Radio, New Destiny Ministry, Time of Reflection, that would uplift my spirit and confirm his word to my life, over my life, in my life. Hallelujah. And then it equips me with behavior that is great and prosperous in the lives of others. And I can go back and share the goodness of God with somebody else. So I tell you, I just thank God on today. And again, I thank God for you, Minister Leslie. I thank God for, I believe that's your mother. Praise be to God. Pastor Gloria Smith, praise be to God. I thank God for her. I thank God for her so much, and her husband and the sons and daughters.
Oh, Pastor Beatrice Martin is my mother.
Beatrice, that's your mother.
Yes.
Exactly. I always get them two mixed up. I don't know why, but I do. And so I thank God for Pastor Beatrice. Oh, my God. I thank God. I heard her speak oftentimes on New Destiny Ministry as well. And so, you know, it's just so many. So I'm just celebrating Blog Talk Radio with New Destiny Ministry. And I can name so many people that God has blessed me. It's a testimony to the glory of God that he has blessed me to have the privilege to hear and sit under on this phone and hear them bring forth the word of God in ways, oh, my God, with such clarity and understanding. Hallelujah. I tell you, it's never the same. Praise be to God. It just goes every round. It's higher and higher. Praise be to God. So don't meant to take up so much time, but I just thank God. I just thank God, and I just thank God. And again, God bless you, Minister Leslie. God bless
yes.
you. God bless you. God bless you. And we're always praying for you and your family. And we ask that you would continue to pray for the Sphinx family. Pray for us that we continue to run up and be all that God has called us to be in these last and evil days. Pray our strength in the Lord.
Yes, and I want to tell you thank you for that powerful testimony and expounding on that. And, you know, today we are, you know, really focusing on encouraging enhancing, enriching, and enlightening and empowering other lives. And you made mention of that scripture, and it comes from Isaiah 38. And I wanted the readers to really grasp hold to what you were sharing, you know, in speaking of, you know, what we can't do from the grave. But Hezekiah had, you know, a thankful heart. And so in Isaiah chapter 38, it reads, "In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at a point of death. The prophet Isaiah's son, Amos, went to him and said, 'This is what the Lord says. Put your house in order, because you are going to die. You will not recover.' So Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. 'Remember, Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with you wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes.' And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Then the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, and it's, 'Go tell Hezekiah, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will add 15 years to your life, and I will deliver you,'" ooh, Jesus, "'I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Zion, and I will defend this city. This is the Lord's sign to you that the Lord will do what he has promised. I will make the shadow cast by the sun go back the 10 steps it has gone down on a stairway of Ahaz.'" So the sunlight went back the 10 steps it had gone down. Do you hear me? God is moving the sun on his behalf. A writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, after his illness and recovery. Okay, we're still reading in Isaiah 38. This is the word of God. "I said, in the prime of my life, must I go through the gates of death to be robbed of the rest of my years? I said, I will not again see the Lord himself in the land of the living. No longer will I look on my fellow man or be with those who now dwell in the world. Like a shepherd's tent, my house has been pulled down and taken from me. Like a weaver, I have rolled up my life, and he has cut me off from the loom. And the day and night made an end of me. I waited patiently till dawn. But like a lion broke on my bones, day and night made an end of me. I cried like a swift thrush. I moaned like a mourning dove. My eyes grew weak, and as I looked to the heavens, I am being threatened. Lord, come to my aid. But what can I say? He has spoken to me, and he himself has done this. I will walk humbly all my years because of this anguish of my soul. Lord, by such things people live, and my spirit finds life in them too. You restored me to health and let me live. Surely it was my benefit that I suffered such anguish. In your love, you kept me from the pit of destruction. You have put all my sins behind your back, for the grave cannot praise you. Death cannot sing your praise. Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your faithfulness. The living, the living, they praise you. And this is as I am doing today. Parents, tell your children about your faithfulness. The Lord will save me, and we will sing with string instruments all the days of our life in the temple of the Lord. Isaiah said, prepare a poultice of figs and apply it to the bowl, because he will recover. Hezekiah had asked, what will be a sign that I will go up to the temple of the Lord? So I want to encourage the readers and the hearers and doers of this word. And I really want you to really embrace what Prophet Spink shared today. Because very few will catch that. But when you go back to the word brings so much life. This man was on his deathbed. He could have been dying at his very point of death. And God gave him 15 more years. He made the sun move backwards on his behalf. So I pray that everybody can really receive the power of God today, because this is revelation for me. This is new to me, and his mercies is new each day. But to hear what God did on behalf of Hezekiah, he will do it for you. It's the same God. It's the same God. It's the same God. So it don't matter if you're battling death. It don't matter what you're facing. If you call to God, if you call on him, Hezekiah reminded God who he was and what he did for him. It's okay to say, remember me, Lord. It's okay to say, Lord, I prayed for others. I sold my tithes and offerings. It's okay to say, Lord, I praise you wholeheartedly. It's okay to remind God who you are. Because from Hezekiah crying out to the Lord made the son do a backstep on his behalf and healed him while he was yet on his deathbed. And I want to tell all the listeners today, whatever it is that you're facing, whatever it is that your family is facing, whatever it is you need to receive from God, he's going to do it for you, and he's going to do it because of your testimony. We just read in James chapter 1, verse 2 through 8, how we can count it all joy. He told us to count it all joy. When we're facing these trials, he said it's the testing of our faith. He's just building us up. He's teaching us to be more patient. And he's telling us a promise. We will lack nothing. So you can think about what you're lacking and what your family lacking. You know, even if we're lacking wisdom, he told us we can come to him. And then prophet speaks on the line and shed light. He shed light on the promises of what God did for Hezekiah in Isaiah 38. So I just want to say that God is able. I am so grateful for Blog Talk Radio. I'm grateful for you, Prophet Sphinx. You know, you came on, you shared your testimony. And you see, every test, in order for Prophet Sphinx to get on this line and share his testimony today, he had to go through a test. Catch that. He has a testimony, but he didn't mention the text that brought him to it. So we're encouraging you today that God is going to deliver you with his mighty hand. He's been doing it since the beginning of time. What makes us any different that he won't do it for us, that he won't do it for Pastor Bernard, all the listeners on the line, those who are listening online right now. You know, we have this word, Prophet Sphinx. I'm going to leave your line open, you know, in case someone asks for prayer as we go on to the next caller, you know. But right now, we're just sharing our testimony of what God has done for you. And if you have a prayer request, you can do so at this time. If you want to share a word, you can do so at this time, because we're celebrating 4 years on Blog Talk Radio. We're celebrating what God has been doing. You know, and let me share a brief testimony of how I met Pastor Bernard. It's amazing. I met her. She come into my mother's church, very beautiful, well-dressed, head to toe, looking good, smelling good. And the mic was passed to her, and I mean, she is a powerhouse. She sang, she brought the word, and I was just looking like it was an on-time word, and it was an on-time God. I didn't know her, I didn't know her name, and I remember hugging her. You know, she's been a blessing to my aunt, a blessing to my mother, and I didn't even know she was the same woman on the radio broadcast, and I began to call in. And I was going through hell. I was going through hell. My daughter was raped by a minister. You know, our church had torn apart doing all this. You know, life just, I just was was in a perplexed state. We had a ministry home taking care of women off the street, but we had to move forward. I wanted to throw in the towel, and God wouldn't even let me. That's how good he is. But I would call on this line, and every speaker just had an on-time word that kept me going. It kept me going. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful because it's times when you may feel like there's nobody on your side, but you got to know God is on your side. You know that God will even create a radio station to reach you where you are. It don't even matter where you are. And he will have speakers send you a word from God, and you know it's God. These people don't know you, and they speak a word of God. So we're celebrating 4 years. We're celebrating what God is able to do. We're celebrating what God is going to continue to do. And no weapon formed against Pastor Bernard's vision that came from God will ever prosper. Because she set out to encourage, to enhance, to enrich, to enlighten, and empower every listener who trusts God in every area of their life, naturally and spiritually, to pursue their God-given destiny without apology. And that is amazing to me when the more I read this bio, excuse me, the more I look into the vision, the more I realize what we're connected to. We're connected to our Father, you know. And like she said, we are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's a mandate. And the enemy comes to bring these trials to throw you off what you're mandated to do. And you'll be surprised if I tell you the trials that I'm faced with right now and how my back is against the wall. I didn't say, no, I won't host the radio show today, just cancel the call. I said yes, because every time God called me, I want to answer him. Because every time I have called on God, he has delivered me. He delivered me out of jail. I will never forget. I was young, made the wrong decisions. And I got locked up. I got locked up for making a wrong decision. And I got in that jail, and all I could think about was everything my mom, Pastor Beatrice Martin, taught me. I began to have church with the jail cell mate. We was having church in jail. We was singing, Jesus loves me for the Bible tells me so. And while I was yet singing, on the intercom, they said, Leslie, roll. I didn't even know what it means. I didn't know what that meant. Everybody got to shout. And I said, what does that mean? And they said, you are free to go. Get out of here.
My God. Come on.
That lady promised me. She said, promise me, young lady, you would never come back here. And I vowed that. And I've been running ever since. With Jesus, I know he real. It's amazing how people would try to bring false doctrines and twist the names and fight over the spelling, fight over the meaning, and try to dissect and divide. That's not of God. We come together on this line, and we serve the same God. We may have different trials and setbacks, but our name is Victory. our name is Victory, and we're going to open up line 4668 today. Caller, your line is unmuted, and if you want to share a word, if you want to share a testimony or a prayer request, you may do so at this time.
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Charity. God bless you all. Amen. I certainly have enjoyed the program. Amen. From the onset that it has come on. And I just thank the Lord. Amen. For Pastor Spinks today. And I praise the Lord for Leslie. Amen. And the word of God. Amen. Concerning Hezekiah. Glory to God. God is a good God. Amen. And I just thank God for his great salvation today. And I praise the Lord, amen, for the 4 years, amen, that the Lord has blessed Evangelist Bernard to come on. Glory to God. Amen. And I met her, you know, and I didn't even know that Bishop Singleton was her uncle. And I had been knowing him for years, where we would go back and forth up in Lansing because he's in our organization. And I didn't know that that was her uncle. Praise the Lord. Amen. And he have come on and taught on her program. And we have just learned a whole lot. I thank the Lord for all of the participants that's been on her line. Amen. Thank God. Amen. The Lord is good to us. And we've just been encouraging one another. Amen. That's what the Lord wants us to do. Praise God. Amen. And he's brought us through a whole lot. Praise God. Amen. And God will continue to be with us. Amen. Long as we serve him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And I want you all to continue to pray for us as we pray for you all. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much. And I'm just coming in covenant agreement with any prayer request that is in your heart, anything that is needed in your life, in your family's life. We can just count it all joy today. Thank you. I'm going to leave your line unmuted. We're going to go to the next caller just in case the caller wants prayer or anything. You're able to share your testimony on what you're thankful for today. You know, you're able to share a word of encouragement today. And you're able to, you know, just come before God today. Caller 3365, your line is unmuted.
Yes, hello. God bless everyone. This is Anitra. I thank God for the Blog Talk Radio Show. I've never met Pastor Adrian Bernard, but I've seen the posts on Facebook, and I've been coming on off and on for about 5 or 6 months listening to the Blog Talk Radio Show, and I've been blessed ever since I've been a part of coming on. For a while, I wouldn't say anything, but then after I started being on for a while, then I started, you know, saying something. So I just thank and praise God for the woman of God, and I thank and praise God for each one of you. Like I said, every time I come on, I'm very blessed, and I thank God for that.
God bless you. And you said your name was Anitra?
Yes.
Amazing. And do you have any prayer requests today?
Yes, I do have a prayer request. I would like prayer for strength and also for deliverance. I've been celibate for a while, but I've been really being tested a lot lately far as my flesh been trying to rear up, and I've just been very frustrated by a lot of things. So just direction and concerning the frustration and just concerning my flesh, because like I said, I've been celibate for a while, but lately my flesh been trying to act up. I haven't did anything, but I just, you know, want God to still keep me because I know he's a keeper.
Okay. And Mother Charity, are you still online?
Yes, I am.
Can you please pray for Sister Anitra right now?
Yes, I can.
Amen.
Lord God, in Jesus' precious name, my Savior.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are grateful unto thee, dear God, for all of thy blessings that you have bestowed upon us today. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, you have heard, oh God, her heart today.
Yes,
Lord, in Jesus' name, we know, Lord, that you are a keeper. Praise
yes,
God,
yes,
in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord, that you're able to strengthen her right now, Lord, in the
yes,
name
yes.
of Jesus. Oh, God, help her, Lord, my Savior, to overcome everything that's not like thee. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, encourage her heart, oh, God, today.
Thank you.
And bless her, Lord, hallelujah, in the
Thank
name
you.
Of Jesus. And help her, Lord, to lean upon thee, oh, God, today. In the name of Jesus, you know what she's bearing, my God, today. In the name of Jesus.
Absolutely.
Father God, if you continue, Lord, to bless her and strengthen her, Lord. Encourage her heart today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help her to trust in thee. Oh, God, we'll certainly praise you, my Savior. Glory be to our great God today. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray it for thy name's sake.
Yes, Lord.
Amen and amen.
Amen, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Prophetess Binks, did you want to expound a word?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord. I heard the young lady, Sister Nitra, thank God for you. I thank God for your encouragement when you said how you were introduced to Blog Talk Radio by way of a post on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank God because everything is not for bad, but God is using Facebook, praise be to God, as an introductory and a window, praise be to God, hallelujah, of a program to encourage and to direct people to a place where they can come to, like Blog Talk Radio, New Destiny Ministry, time of reflection, and be prayed for and hear encouragement to inspire, impact your life, to motivate you to even push farther and harder towards the Lord, God Most High.
Hallelujah.
I heard your prayer request as Mother Chariot was praying for you, and we touch and agree at Live and Learn Ministry. Praise be to God. The Bible says that the mind that is stayed on him is kept in perfect peace. Praise be to God. We can't control everything that comes in, but we have the ability, because God has gifted us, to have authority over what comes out. Come on, somebody. Praise be to God. So we thank God for you, because the Bible declares, and this is my encouragement to you, that the joy of the Lord is your strength, is our strength. Praise be to God, that no matter what trials you face in life, the Bible has already promised and declare, hallelujah, that you are more than a conqueror through him, Christ Jesus, that love you.
Yes, the Lord. Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
Praise be to God. So no matter whatever you have to face, you keep looking. The Bible says, look to the hill.
Look to the hill.
It's a symbolical of God, because promotion comes not from the east, not from the south, not from the west. But you notice it didn't say nothing about the north, because it comes from above, the Father of lights, who is the giver of all. Come on, somebody. So no matter what you're going through, Sister Denise, you are blessed more than you can even imagine.
That's
because
right.
God, who made you fearfully and wonderfully, praise be to God, has also guaranteed you that by way of temptation, he has made a way of escape. Come on, somebody.
Yeah,
that's his word. Praise be to God. And that's his word to all who will believe. See, when you believe God,
that's
it activates. So I'm going to say this and leave this with you. Praise be to God, because there is a song out. And I believe Donald Lawrence and the Tri-City Choir sings a song. It says that giants, they do die. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. But here is the verse that they say that's so key, very biblical. It says that when you pray, come on, somebody, many can pray for you, but when you pray, when you pray, it makes a difference in your life, because it's in you. God has put it in you, Sister Nitra. You have the ability. You have the gift inside of you. But I heard it when you spoke that God has gifted you. You know you can bombard heaven. Come on, somebody. God has put it. You have a key in you. Praise be to God.
Thank
that
you,
when
Jesus.
You open your mouth towards the Lord, come on, God moves in your behalf. So we pray that prayer right now that God continues to keep you. Even as Mother Chariot prayed for you, I'm in agreement with that prayer. She prayed the prayer covering over you.
Hallelujah.
So believe it, walk in it,
yes,
and continue in Jesus Christ. And you can't go wrong serving the Lord. God bless
the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless. Amen. God bless you all. Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I am loving what the Lord is doing today. He is so on point from the moment we logged on reading James chapter 1, verse 2 through 8. I don't know if Sister Anitra was on then, but we read James chapter 1, 2 through 8. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So, and if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, without doubting. For
yes,
he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind.
Mm-hmm.
For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man and unstable in all his ways. And I remember, it's just amazing to me when I was hearing her testimony. I was remembering myself when, you know, I was coming to God and crying out and really wanting to strip myself of sexual sins and being promiscuous and all those types of things. And I remember crying out to him and praying and thinking no one will ever want, you know, to marry someone with 3 children already, you know, and now I'm a mother of 5 and I'm married. So I want to let you know that I believe that God will answer your prayers. He counts your tears. He's going to replace it for joy. Just stay committed. And like that word said today, it's just working patience in us. It's
thank
not
you,
to work anything evil. It's just working that patience.
Thank you,
until
Jesus.
God completes that on our behalf. So I'm greatly empowered today. I pray that everyone received a fresh anointing from the Lord today. We don't want to drag it on. You know, we like to end it in worship and praise. And I would like to thank you all for calling the day a time of reflection. And as you all know, we are celebrating. We are celebrating our 4th year anniversary.
Hallelujah.
We're celebrating a new season, you know, for Pastor Adrienne Bernard, who has been moving with the vision that God has given her.
Amen.
You know, and we can also follow her steps. We can bow to ourselves. Hey, let's encourage people. You know, let's impact lives. Let's enhance others, you know. Let's enlighten. Mm-hmm. Let's even share the word that we received today with others. You know, we received the word of James chapter 1, verse 2 through 8. You know, we expounded on Isaiah chapter 38. That's something we can go back and read and celebrate. We have this platform where we can even go back and listen to that archived messages. You know, and I really want to stress the vision scripture, Ephesians 2:20. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself, being the chief cornerstone. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everyone. You can join us daily, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. We do appreciate your support, and you can save that call-in number and share it with your friends and family at 858-683-1334. You can email, you know, Pastor Bernard and share your prayer requests. You can send your praise reports to her, you know, or reach out to her directly. She's a lovely person who loves connecting with children of God from all over. Her email address is newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. You know, you can even mail her, you know, for those who may be listening or maybe behind bars or locked up, or if you know someone in prison or in jail or someone who needs someone to talk to and need to receive a word from God, they can write New Destiny Ministry, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Everyone, you are welcome to visit our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook. You can just select like and share that. You can visit the website at www.newdestinyministries.com. Okay, you can follow on Twitter at newdestiny54, and she also has a YouTube channel. You can get that word on demand. So remember to walk in joy on this day, and we have the keys to unlock joy, and that's that word of God. And I thank you all for calling today. I thank everyone, and let's just end this with a high praise. Glory to God.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break, break every chain,
break every
chain. Come on, say to break every chain,
break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every
Rising up.
Oh, yeah.
There's an army rising up.
Yeah.
There's an army.
all over this building, let's lift our hands in the presence of the Lord. We're going to worship Him. The Bible declares that we are to worship Him in the beauty of holiness. I want every hand lifted. If you want to close your eyes, go ahead and close them. But I want you to focus upon Jesus now. For He alone is worthy to be worshipped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get an amen on that? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11. It says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw Him, they fell down and worshipped Him. Everybody say, fell down. They bowed down and they worshipped Him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were opened, and they presented unto Him gifts. And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship, the treasure that is in this earthen vessel begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me? I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship Him. Out of your spirit, just begin to bless His holy name. If He's done anything for you, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. That's right. Begin to worship. Begin to bless His name. Begin to bless His name. Come on and bless His name. Bow down and worship Him. Worship Him. Oh, worship Him. Bow down and worship Him. Entering, oh, it's a ring.
be good to you. You gotta forget all about yourself.
God, on this broadcast today, Lord God, praying over all the callers on the line today, Lord God, all the callers who listen by the radio, Lord God, or who dialed up, Lord God, those who may catch the replay later, Lord God, bless them indeed, enlarge their territory, Lord God, and continue to show your mighty hand. Blessings. I love you all. Have a beautiful day.
God bless you.
God bless you too.